Holding at the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Shvius Mei Mosai.
18b4.
The bottom of Yud Chesamud Beis. Mei Mosai Motzien Zvolim Lash Bosos. At what point are you allowed to take the fertilizer out of your courtyard? And pile it up into storage heaps in the field. In other words, there is an isser of being mezavol the field on Shvius. We've learned the isser even extends earlier, before the heter of Rabban Gamliel. But one would be allowed to. Bring them out to the field just to store them, to store the zevol in the field, and the Mishnah is asking, from what point would you be allowed to? What would be the problem before that?
It's a sign that I'm going to work in the future.
So, I understood the pshat is. Because it looks like that would be an issue of Marasayan, that it looks like you're being mezavolin. So
I mean, you only notice that they're doing storage when you get to a pile.
It is also that when you bring it out, if it's not brought out in the right quantity, so it looks like it's being brought out
to the right time.
Right, we're going to talk about time and quantity, but if it's not first, we're talking about the right time. If it's not at the right time, so it looks like it's being done for the purpose of being mezavol, and that's a marasayan issue.
What's the right time?
We're going to say what the right time is. That's what the Mishnah is going to say. So mishiyifsiku ovde avoda, divrei Reb Meir. So ovde avoda. There's another girsa here, which is ovre avera, but it's all the same idea. It means when people who work on Shvius, and they shouldn't be, when they're done. When they stop doing their fertilizing, at that point it's not the season anymore for fertilizing. So then it doesn't have the appearance anymore that it's being taken out for that. So at that point it would be mutter. Rabbi Omer, Mishayivesh hamosik. When the sweet ground dries up, and there are a few mahalakim, two basic ones, is that the sweet ground just refers to the ground. It means the moist ground is now has hardened. At that point, fertilizer would not help. So no one would be choshish if that's what you're doing. The Marifolda says, Mishiyava Shamasuk is when the zevel dries up, and it gets so hard that it's not going to be useful anymore right now. It wouldn't be useful, I guess, until next year. So at this point, no one is going to be you're storing it for a reason. You'd be storing it to be use it in the future, but you're not using it now.
And what is sweet is the fertilizer.
That's called the
I know that to be true.
What do you mean?
Being serious, when I was young, I went to a camp. At the bottom of the hill, it was a large farm, and they would fertilize at the beginning of the season. Everyone up in the hill would smell a sweetness. It was the strangest thing. But
it was
new. The sweetness of the smell through the wind that they would fertilize.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misha Yikshar. Rabbi Yossi says when it becomes naughty, so depending on how you learned the last line, it means when either the ground or the fertilizer becomes so hard that it becomes clumpy. That would be the point at which people are not fertilizing anymore, and at that point, no one is choshish that it's being brought out to be mezavah.
What happens if you leave it there over the winter or whatever the time frame? Does anything happen to it?
I think it gets moist again. I think that would be a reason to
that would be good.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Mitzad Hilchos Shvi'os is something you could let it become moist. There's no problem with doing that. It's just the Mara Sion right now. I mean, I think according to the Murray Folder, that's really what's happening. We're talking about that your Mishayavasha, the Zevel gets dry, and then it's not usable now, but you're storing it, and it's going to get moist to use it again next year. But that's fine for Shvius. The only problem is the appearance of it. That up until a certain point, it's usher because people think that you're being mezavel. People think you're being mezavel right now.
But why are you being mezavel right now? Because you're going to plant next year.
For whatever reason, you're being mezavel. You're not allowed to be mezavel on Shvius. Even if you're doing it to plant next year, you're not allowed to be mezavel on Shvius.
It doesn't have the same halachos like planting. We need 3 days to grow roots. You know, if you would mezavel the last day of the year and it accomplishes nothing for this year's plants, but the following year.
I think being mezavel by etzem, it works the land. It helps the land. Yeah.
It's not about producing. Yeah. It's just about working the land.
Yeah. Okay. So now the Mishnah continues. Ad kama mezavlim ad sholosh ashposos lebeisa shel eser mashpelois v'shel lesech. So you're allowed to take out these three large piles for a beisa of 10 mashpelos with 10 containers, and each container contains a lesech. A lesech is a half a kor, which is 15 saw. So it's each mashpel has 10 lesechs in it, and then 3 ashbasos, 3 piles, so that's 150 saw per ashba, and then it comes out to 450, which they have a calculation here, somewhere between like 33 and 60 gallons. It's a large amount. So that is the amount that you can and must take out. So because you need to take out this amount, because less than that it would be less than the amount that people would store. So you have this minimum of this the 10 mashbelos and the shalosh ashbasos. Now the Mishnah clarifies.
Because it looks like you're not moving it from here to there. It's a smaller amount, otherwise it looks like you're actually using it right now fertilize that small area.
Storage is done in large quantities, and if it would be in small quantities, it would have the appearance that you're fertilizing. So mosifin ala mashpelos, the ain mosifin ala ashbasos. So you're allowed to add, and not only you're allowed, but you can have less than the 10 mashpelos. You may have more than 10. But you may not have more ashbasos, because if you have fewer than 10 mashbelos, then it's that small amount that's not the normal amount for people to store. And if you have too many ashbasos, you have too many piles, that already it's too spread out. That also gives off the appearance that it's being done for fertilization. If the quantity is too large of the actual piles. And Reb Shimon Omer, he's not choshish for that. He says you can even afal ashbasos, you can add to the ashbasos too. Okay. So the Gemara, suck the Gemara. May Masay Motzian. Achloi Pasku Ovdeh Voda. Maushe Mutter Lasos Ashpa Pesach Hatzer. What about putting the Ashpa at the entrance to the Chatzer? So here, it's not actually in the Sadeh, but it's at the entrance of the Chatzer. So that which we're choshish for Mara Sinai, is it only when it's at in the field? Or maybe even when it's at the entrance to the entrance of the Chatzer, people are going to suspect that he's about to bring it out into the field, and that itself is enough of a chashash of Mara Sinai.
Where's it coming from?
Where is
the fertilizer coming from? The devil.
Sounds like it's barn.
I think my understanding is that it came from the chutzner. The chutzner goes into the field. Now it's at the entrance. The Gemara doesn't phrase it as the entrance to the field, but he took it out of his chutzner, and it's standing at the entrance to the chutzner. It belonged in the chutzner, and now
it started out in the chutzner.
That's how I understood. I didn't see anybody beferish explain this point. I was wondering about this, and I didn't see it.
Nothing grows in the chutzner.
I think that's where you would keep. That's where it's maybe that. I think that's where he keeps. That's where he would keep things. And now it's no. Now he brought it out to the entrance. So now it might have the appearance that it's gonna next stop is into the field.
But it could be just.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sileni, who was a Gvir, is mentioned other places, I believe in the Shas Bavli. It was the name of a person. And that which is a Gvir, we'll see what that makes it, has enough Gemino. Shol Rab Chiya Bar Abba va'asrle. So he asked Rab Chiya Bar Abba, said you can't do that. Rab Chanina Amar Sharle. And Rab Chanina matered it, v'havu Omrin, do Nasav Meiser. And the rumor went out, they said, you know why he matered it? Because he would get Meiser from him, from the Sileni. Right. Rab Chanina would get it. And this would help him be able, and this would allow him to give him more maestros, and he would benefit from this psak, and therefore, people spread a rumor that he paskined for his own benefit because he would get his maestros. So it's an interesting point. There is other places where it's mashma that he was a kohen, and he held that a kohen is allowed to get maestros.
Okay.
It's. I think it's another Yerushalmi in Meiser Sheni.
Two business cards.
Yeah.
Here the footnote says he was a coin. 15.
Yeah, and then it brings also that he passed that they were cautious. They suspected that he passed in this way. Was not correct that they said this, but they passed in this way so that to get additional Meiser for him. That he benefited him, and in return he'd get additional meiser. So because of that, the Hori al Garmei lost ace lechutz laaretz the low ace of meiser. He paskin for himself to go to chutz laaretz so as not to take meiser. So what is happening here?
He moved.
Now he moved because he didn't. He wanted to dispel this rumor, this notion that he was. That he was benefiting from the meiser from this psak, so he moved. Now there's an obvious question over here: why do you have to move? Just stop taking meiser. If he wanted to get out of this chash, just don't take meiser anymore. So Chaim Kanievsky says that because it's like a bizoyan, it would be a bizoyan if somebody wanted to give a meiser, it's not to take it. It's also interesting is that he moved because of this. You know, it's not so pasha to leave Eretz Yisrael. So apparently he held that the V'yisem Nikiyim, That inyan of Venus and Mekiyim is not for every mitzvah can you leave Eretz Yisrael. But Venus and Mekiyim maybe it might be together of an Isser if you create a Achshad. And he felt that was a reason to leave Eretz Yisrael. I saw in a sefer that it seemed to say Peshema Gro, the way I understood it, but it's not the Gro here, that he left Eretz Yisrael for his Parnasa, to do Schar. In other words, the way I understood it is that he was Seleni was Mahanahim. This was his Parnasa. He got a lot of Meisters from him. Seleni was a big veer. So now he needed now he didn't have a source of sustenance. He had to leave. So because he didn't want to take Meisr, he had to go. But otherwise you'd see that from just the sin of Yisin Mekiyim, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. It's not so pasha to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says,
Me'ata afilu misha pasku ovde avoda ye aser mepnei marasayin
shlo yu oimrim latoch sad de beis hashlochin shlo motzi. So the Gemara says, 1 second, the iser is marasayin, so it should be a problem. Even after this stage, because people are going to say that he's fertilizing his Beis HaShlachin. And Beis HaShlachin, there is no point at the year that you would not be fertilizing. It's the whole you fertilize the whole year. So you should have the Isser of Marasayin. You should have the problem the entire year. So the Gemara says, Yodin hein b'nei iro im yesh lo beis hashlachin im ein lo. The people in the town knew. They knew if he had a beis hashlachin. And apparently he didn't. Amra b'yoisi hada amra loichoshu lo'ivrin v'shalvin m'bnei marasayin. We have a yosite over here. That when it comes to the problem of marasayin, we're not choshish for ovrin v'shalvin. Marasayin is only for the people who know the person. For the people who have no idea what's doing with him, That we're not choshish for. So the question is this a shas yisod now in Mara Science? I just wanted to say quickly.
Is the fact that we can't make a judgment on what he's doing to reveal that he might be doing this, or the fact that we don't know him?
The fact that the people that don't know his, obviously, when it comes to Mara Science, people don't know the specifics of this case, but because then there wouldn't be Mara Science, but. But if the people don't know, they don't know him, they don't know his situation, and they're making a judgment on him, that we're not choshish for those people. We're only choshish for the people that know the person and know his general situation, but just would suspect from what they see right in front of them that he's doing an iser.
Because the random people have to be down with us close.
Okay, but that's.
But the random people have to be down the cops close. The people who know the person.
Oh, so okay, so you're okay.
Yeah, that's where the marasayin would kick in, because now it's not a something down the cops close. It's
okay. I hear.
Going on.
I hear. You're saying because people have no idea they would have a chiyuv to be down the cops close. That right. I hear. Yeah. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Hilchos Shabbos there's a difference between in Reish Mem Dalet, but talking about between Kablonis and Schirus. So we're talking about somebody hires somebody to be kotzer his field, and he can't let him do it on Shabbos. He was posek and he made a kablonis avid where it's mutter, but not everyone else knows. And the Rama says, "Vafilum dar beinei Yehudim." So who cares what everybody thinks? Yeishlachish laorchem haboyim sham olubnei beiso shiachdoso. The first thing he says for guests. Guests don't know. So the Magen Avraham says, "We have this Gemara in Shvias for this Yerushalmi. That is sarach larmi der Shvias hikilu." That's a kulan because this is only by over here it's only an iser drabanan anyway. You know, in other words, we're only talking about an iser, would only be an iser drabanan. Well, could be the Kaplanis also by Shabbos Drabanan. But he says it's so I'm not sure if that would is he says it's it, this is a special this is a special din in Shvius. This that were makel that were not choshish for over and shavim, that's only by Shvius. But in other words, he says it would not apply over here to by Shabbos.
He says because it could have been before Shvius.
Who's he?
The
21. Same Moshe explains that normally we occur in terms of passerby, she's Shabbos, but here we make an exception because only the people of the city will see him take out the fertilizer. Whereas passerbys will only see the fertilizer already piled up and assume it's there from before Shvius. Right, that's a different mahalach. Yeah, he's saying a different shot. Yeah. He's saying he's a specific reason here because this is a specific reason here not to be choshish. Okay. Be'esr shnei prakim mahu. Back into the Gemara. Be'esr shnei prakim mahu. 1983. What would be by the Isser shnei prakim? Mahu shei mutter lasus keseder hazeh. Would it be mutter to do keseder hazeh on the shnei prakim of buy a ste'ilon from Shavuos, buy a ste'lavon from Pesach? Do you have the same problem that you have in the Mishnah of being mezabel, of having the appearance of being mezabel when you take it out lo'itzer before the right time? So do you have the iser also by the shnei prakim?
Is he asking when does the iser start?
Did Chazal make a gzera on the gzera? That's really the question. The iser shnei prakim itself is a gzera, and this would be on top of that.
We know we don't make a gzera on gzera.
Okay, so that. It's not always so posh. Sometimes there are exceptions. that's what the Gemara is asking. That's the Gemara wants to know if it would be included in that. Nishmina manata mochrin motzien zvolim imoisin shvias ad Rosh Hashanah. So you can sell and take out zevel with those who work on shvias. They shouldn't, but they work until Rosh Hashanah. So you can sell them the zevel, and you could be motziyat. Im agoy v'makusi afilu b'shvias. With the goy and the kusi, even on shvias, ubelvad shelo yifrokas mashpeles. But you can't empty out the containers. What's wrong with emptying out the containers? So the Rashi Elio says, diugufei nimtza mezavel asakarka. Emptying out the containers is being mezavel. That's why it's a problem even with the goy on shvias, and it would be a problem with the with the yid even before, because it's during the during this man that you're not allowed to. So the
wait a minute, he's using that where he lives. He's bringing it to him.
He's selling it to him, and then he's helping him transport it. He's helping him transport it.
So where
to where his to his, yeah to his house so why, to his
why,
field.
So why would that be out
there? Well, you can't be mesavel karka. Even his field.
Going, no?
So that's yeah. We haven't talked about that yet about a guy in Eretz Yisrael. If you're allowed to work a guy's field in Eretz Yisrael. But it would seem that it's a problem. I think it's something that's going to come up, but that seems to be the issue. Loy amar el bolvad shel yifrokas es hamashpelos halotzes moti. What you can't do is you can't empty the contents, but you're allowed to. But you're allowed to be moti them. And the Rosh Sirlio, I believe, says it right. Yes. Ad Rosh Hashanah Machashir. Let's read the next line actually, and then we'll see the Rosh Hashanah. Hada Amru Shumutter.
Which one is it?
Well, it's going to be the Rosh Sirlio. To Ain Tamer to Aser Ye Mutter Ye Aser Belahosi. But let's read the next line of the Gemara. Hada Amru Shumutter. We see from here it's Mutter. The Ain Tamer Shu Aser Ye Aser Belahosi. if it were to be usur during that time period, during the Shnei Prakim Rishonim, not only would you not be allowed to empty the contents, you also would not be allowed to help him transport it. Why? Because that's what Rashi Elio says, because it would be Messiah Dei Over Avera. In other words, he's taking it into the field. You're not allowed to empty the contents, but you're allowed to help him transport it and bring this into the field. If there would be no heter, even for storage purposes, you're helping him do an isser. But if there is a heter for storage purposes, so you don't know that he's necessarily going to be mezavol this field, maybe he's just bringing it out for storage. So that's not called being Messiah Dei Over Avera if you don't necessarily know what he's going to do with it. So therefore, it must be that it's mutter during this time. Otherwise, this would be a problem.
So this is going on a kusi.
Oh, this is talking, the Gemara is being medayik. Should have clarified that. The Gemara is being medayik about the interaction with a yid during the Ad Rosh Hashanah. That's the first chelik of the brisa. Moichrin motzien zvolim moisin shvius ad Rosh Hashanah, and bovad shlo yifreik as a mashpos. But until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to be right. So that's what the Gemara is being medayik from. Okay. Mishiyave shamosik pakua. So that means the cracked land. Amrab mana hahein pakua de bekasetz, the cracked land in the valley. Because what that means is that when you have cracks in the valley, so it fills up with water. And that takes longer for it to dry than other areas. So that's a later point in time. That's a later point in time at which people are not being mezavol anymore. Mishayikshar, mishayasek sharn ksharn, when it becomes knotty and clumpy. 19b2. Amrab Chananya, mikaven shneskasher bo keshra elyon miyadu yavish. When the upper layer becomes clumpy, so that means that the whole thing is dry even underneath. Right. V'tani Allah kroivin divrayim liyoy shavin, that these two are very similar. That that the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are very close. Now this is a siyua to what Rabbi Chananya is saying, that mikavin shneskasher boi keshra elyon miyadu yavish. Because if we were to wait for the kesher, for what's underneath to dry, and then that would come at a much later point. So, from the fact that we're saying that the shiurim are very close to each other, so that's a raya that we're talking about. That's talking about the kesher elyon. That if he would say that if he would require ksharim, I think I misspoke to say dry. If he would require ksharim beneath the surface, then that would come at a much later point. Then they would not be krovim. Being that we're saying that the shiurim are very close, that's a raya that we're talking about when ksharim appear above the surface. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the poches mina mashpelos hashtayim mutter. So the Mishnah said that. So we had in the Mishnah that you can have three ashpasas, and you have 10 mashpelos, and you can add to the mashpelos and not to the ashpasos. And then Reb Shimon says one could even add to the number of ashpasos. So